Now, thinking of compression and compression forces and that sort of thing, we've had an email question from Jim Irvin, and he wants to know if you can compress water into a solid. Now, obviously, you can turn water into a solid just by taking heat away, but can you just press it hard enough to make it into a solid structure? Dave, what do you think?
The simple answer is yes, you can. You need a really ridiculous force because it actually forms a form of ice called ice-7, which is a different structure to conventional ice. It's got less space in it. It's not the kind of hexagonal structure of conventional ice.
Conventional ice is larger. It has a greater volume than water. So compressing water, in order to turn it into conventional ice, you'd need to somehow compress it into a solid and allow it to expand.
Yes, it just wouldn't work. It's still exactly the same stuff. It's still made out of water. You need a pressure of about 2 gigapascals, which is about 20,000 atmospheres, or the pressure you get under about 2 kilometres of ice or water. At that point, you can produce ice at normal room temperature.
Are there any bits of the world where water is under that sort of pressure, 2 kilometres down deep in some of the deep ocean ridges? And if so, why doesn't it form that ice structure?
There is that pressure down there. There's quite a lot of salt in the water down there, and it's probably still not especially stable. Although down there you do get strange structures, things like methane hydrates, methane clathrates, which was actually a big problem with the Deepwater Horizon thing, where you get ice forming around methane molecules, and these forms this ice thing and stores huge amounts of methane. In fact, probably a large portion of natural gas in the world is stored in these ice structures at the bottom of the oceans.
So water seems like such a simple thing, such a simple everyday thing, but actually it's fascinating stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely bizarre stuff.
This is The Naked Scientist with Dave Ansell and with me, Ben Valsler. Coming up, we'll find out why your idea of a good night's sleep might have more to do with our culture than our physiology. And Diana O'Carroll will ask if olive oil is better for you than butter in our question of the week.
If you'd like to contact us through Twitter, it's @NakedScientists, or you can send us an email to chris@thenakedscientist.com.